Hello, I'm Joe Perino, and welcome to Sound Off. This podcast is part of the EKT Interactive Learning Network and is brought to you by Oil 101, a free 10-part introduction to the oil and gas industry. Welcome back to my follow-up on one of my favorite subjects, is premium branded gasoline worth it? In this second follow-up, or third episode, I want to touch on two topics. First, I want to return to the subject of third-party detergent control additives. And second, I want to look into the store-branded credit cards to see if they and their associated discounts or credits give you a better deal and close the gap between the cheapest gasoline and their premium branded price. Now, on subject number one, we had an extensive discussion on detergent control additives, noting that those with PEA or polyetheramine chemistry were superior. Chevron's Tecron is an example of that and is available as a third-party additive. Shell's V-Power Nitro, that's short for nitrogen, is also such a formulation, but is not available as a third-party additive. I looked into what other brands have PEA and found the following. They include Gumout, Redline, BC44K, and Amsoil. But Seafoam, Royal Purple, Lucas, Stabil, and STP do not have PEA. So, one does have a choice in the market besides Tecron to choose from when it comes to a PEA-based additive. And again, all of these cost between $5 and $10 per bottle and generally satisfy a 15 to 25 gallon tank of gas for every 3 to 4,000 miles. Now, on subject number two, the issue of store-branded credit cards. This is an interesting one because I've noticed in driving by some stations that the posted cash price is also the same price for the store-branded credit card. But the debit and credit card price, which is higher, are for non-store-branded cards. Your typical Visa, MasterCard, Chase Bank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, you name it, debit card. So, I decided to look into three programs, Shell, Chevron, and Valero, a very large market of gasoline in the Texas. The Shell credit card program has two cards, none of which have an annual fee. The first card is called Drive for Five and has a 5 cent per gallon discount. The Platinum card has a 10 to 20 cent per gallon discount, depending on how much outside purchase you make. Now, an interesting wrinkle to this is that the annual percentage rate on these cards is rather high, at over 24%. The cash advance is over 28%, and they have a $37 late fee charge. Now, these are pretty steep charges for credit cards. I looked in Chevron, and they're not too much different. They have a regular card, a premium card, and then a Visa card. The premium and Visa cards have an annual fee. They start out with a 10 cent per gallon fuel credit, which means you get the credit when the bill comes in at the end of the month and not at the time of purchase at the pump. And then they also have a premium card with some additional savings. And then their Visa card has a 10 cent per gallon fuel credit when you buy over $300 of non-retail branded gasoline, a 20 cent per gallon credit when you buy over $1,000. The APR is 27% plus, and the cash advance is almost 30%, so not too much different than Shell. Finally, this leaves Valero. Valero has a 4 cent rebate per gallon when you buy 50 to 75 gallons of gasoline, and an 8 cent rebate when you exceed 75 gallons up to 110 gallons, and apparently nothing beyond 110. Their APRs are a little better, but still high at 23%, and the cash advance at 27.5%. So if we sit back and look at this, we still see that with premium branded gasoline being anywhere from 40 to 60 cents more per gallon than the low-cost retail station, the Kroger, the Raceway, etc., it looks like these discounts on these cards still don't come anywhere near to closing the gap between the cheapest gas, or the cheapest gas plus the third-party additive, and the premium branded gasoline price. They do, however, make a difference at the regular, for regular gasoline, where the differences are typically only a few cents and maybe as much as a dime different. So they may make sense in that case, but for premium gasoline, they still don't make sense. If you have a comment or question, we'd sure like to hear from you. Thank you for listening.